The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you could join us once again as we get into the Word of God this week with a brand new topic, and a lot of exciting things have been happening since we had the last Netcast. Wow. I just got back. Matter of fact, last week as I record this, I was in Branson, Missouri at the International Convention of Faith Ministries, and it was such a blessing. I'm telling you, sometimes just getting away for an entire week of nothing but, just listening to the Word of God and hearing great ministers of the gospel. We're talking Bob Yandian, Billy Brim, David Barton, excellent ministers of the Word of God, excellent information that they gave us. And the anointing, whoo, hallelujah. The theme of the whole convention was your company of faith in a world of unbelief. Oh, praise the Lord. It is great to go back to your own company. And it's something the Lord was dealing with me about already, and going down there even amplified it. And that is, we need to, in effect, take refuge in our own company of believers, those that are of like precious faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I was just blessed by everything that we got into down there and the fellowship together, meeting men and women of like precious faith, getting to know some folks. Wow. I just can't say enough about it. It was just a blessing in so many ways. And that was a long trip. Physically, it was a long drive to go there and a long drive back. And I drove all the way back by myself because Belinda had to work and Ben was finishing up school. And there's just so many things going on. But I went out there by myself and I drove back by myself straight through. Not something I would recommend to make that long a trip. But I did. Praise the Lord. Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I met so many folks, and there's going to be some good things coming out of that. Contacts that were made, and folks I talked to, and ideas. Oh, praise the Lord. Lots of good things. So, stay tuned for what's going to be happening. I want to get into the topic this week of healing. Healing is a benefit. Did you know that? There are benefits. If you go to work for a particular company, you look not only at the financial, what they pay you, the financial package, you also look at the benefits package. And guess what? We got great benefits as believers. Amen. We have benefits. You say, Dr. Bill, what in the world are you talking about? Well, I'll share with you what I'm talking about. Let's go to Psalm 103, beginning in verse 1. Says here, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now let's stop right there. Think about that. Bless the Lord, O my soul. What is your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You are a spirit. You have a mind, will, and emotions. You live in a physical body. Okay? That is a pneuma. You are a spirit. Suke, you have a mind, will, and emotions. Soma, your physical body. So mind, will, emotions is your soul. So, bless the Lord, he says, O my soul. He's commanding his own mind, will, and emotions to bless the Lord. Then he goes on to say, not just your soul, but all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. Now, we got a lot of reasons to bless the Lord, but let's keep reading here as to some that he's specifically thinking of. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Remember, we said benefits, just like you have when you go to work at a job. You have benefits. Now, what are the benefits? Let's read the next verse, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So he forgives your sin. Who heals all your diseases. How many diseases? All your diseases. Just the head colds. No. All your diseases. The serious ones? Yes. All your diseases. Amen. Think about that. All of them. That's cancer. That's heart problems. That's liver problems. Kidney problems. Doesn't matter. Broken bones. Whatever it may be that's dis-ease. I like what I heard somebody say one time. I think it may have originated with Oral Roberts. I'm not 100% sure. But I heard somebody say one time, dis-ease, think of it as ease. When you're at ease, you're relaxed, you're calm. You're at ease, right? Well, dis is against or separate from ease. So anything but being at ease, anything but being at peace is dis-ease. Amen? Do you see that? I know some of you are going, what? Well, think about it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Dis-ease, not being at ease, not being relaxed, not being at peace, not being whole. The Hebrew word shalom, we usually think of as just meaning peace, but it means more than just being at peace. It means being whole, being complete, being fulfilled, being blessed financially, being blessed socially in every way. Wholeness. And of course it also means being at peace because you're at peace when you are whole in every area of your life. Well, it's the same way with ease. Being whole. Being complete. Amen. And notice that the Jews, the Hebrew people, when they greet one another, they say, Shalom. Peace be unto you. Wholeness be unto you. Prosperity be unto you. Completeness be unto you. Do you see that? That's why God is a God of shalom. He's a God of wholeness. He's a God of healing. He's a God of plenty and prosperity. Amen? All right, let's keep reading here. He forgives all thy iniquities. He heals all thy diseases. He redeems thy life from destruction. He crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies thy mouth with good things. Not bad things, good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, I look sometimes and see my gray beard and go, wow. But guess what? I have a promise. My youth shall be renewed like the eagles. Woo, hallelujah. You know, that's why my attitude is not one of an old man. My attitude is one of someone who is young and healthy and blessed and just has everything to live for and is excited about life and takes off and drives 20 hours to go to a meeting in Missouri in a car by themselves. Aren't you getting too old for that, Dr. Bill? No, not at all. Why? Because my youth is renewed like the eagles. My attitude is one of those that has everything to live for because I'm on God's side. Praise the Lord. I got to watch the time because I got something special I want to share with you here in just a minute. Really special. Okay. He heals all my diseases. That's what I want to center up on. Any and every dis-ease in your life. Any kind of sickness or disease. And we live in a world where sickness and disease can be presented as an option. And then we have to decide, do we fight it with the Word of God or do we just accept it? I'm going to fight it tooth and nail with the Word of God. Amen? And let me show you an example of that. I've got a video I want to share with you right now. This is a video that's out on YouTube. And it goes all the way back to 1995. Whew, long time ago. Over 21 years ago. But I tell you what. Well, no, it's not over 21 years ago. It's less, a little less than 21 years ago. I'm thinking of my son Ben's age. He's now 21. But this was recorded a little bit after that. He was born in 92. This was recorded in 95, so he was 3 at the time. So I want you to see this video, and I want you to see this testimony. Some of you have probably already seen it, but I want you to see it again if you have, and I believe it will be a blessing to you. Amen. Let's look at that right now.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland.
A powerful testimony with you right now about healing. It's a strong witness to the availability of the power of God and His faithfulness to use that power. So watch this.
Bill and Belinda Bailey married when they were both in their 30s. A year later, they decided that it was time to add a baby to their family. But after 2 years of waiting and still no baby, they knew that it was time to make a bold declaration of faith.
That was a teaching I had heard Brother Copeland give a long time ago about a heavenly grant. He had read in the Amplified Bible in the Gospel of John where it says, ask anything and it will be granted unto you. And he really keyed in on that word grant, and he said, if I'm going to go apply for a grant at a bank, I'd write it up. So he had said that he and Gloria had written out what their desire was, and they'd signed it. When it came time to believe for a child, we both said, well, let's just get a grant. So we went back to that scripture and wrote out what our desires were and what scriptures we were standing on, and then signed it and dated it and said, from this point on, we know we're going to get pregnant.
1 year later, Belinda was elated to learn that she was indeed pregnant. She looked forward to her monthly checkups, watching the growth and development of their baby. In her fourth month of pregnancy, following a routine test, Belinda was told that the results indicated the real possibility of a genetic problem with the baby. The doctor was concerned about spina bifida, or even more likely, Down syndrome. He suggested that they conduct more extensive testing.
I was 34 years old, and 35 is just this magic number, you know, where all the doctors start being concerned about that. But he was pretty good about it, and he explained to us our options. But from my point of view, if we'd had the amnio done, there was no corrective procedures. If they did find anything, you know, the world's view would be, well, have an abortion or something, and that was not an option for us. This was our child, and we loved him. So we decided, well, we would just stand on the word. You know, we believed for a child. We were going to believe for a healthy child. And we started saying from that day that we had a big, strong, healthy baby.
The big day finally arrived. On August 30th, 1992, after 17 long hours of labor, Benjamin Franklin Bailey was born. Weighing in at 9 pounds and 13 ounces, he certainly fulfilled his parents' prayer for a big, strong, healthy baby. While Bill was photographing the baby, totally enthralled with this new little person, Belinda began experiencing some strange symptoms.
I think the first thing was after the baby was born and you had carried him out, I started feeling some pressure in my head, and I mentioned that to him, and I could see them, you know, exchanging glances, and they did something and asked me if it was better, and it was, and then they wheeled me into recovery. The anesthesiologist came in and said, you know, is your blood pressure always this high? And then he said, this low, because it was jumping up and down. And then he asked me, you know, does your heart always beat this fast? Because apparently the rate was pretty well up there. Of course, I didn't know, you know, who measures the heartbeat every day, not me. And our gynecologist came in, and he had them monitoring me for a while. And I kept thinking, you know, any minute now they're going to let me go see my baby.
The delivery was a little bit complicated. I know she ended up with a cesarean section. The big complication, of course, came afterwards. She developed a problem we call postpartum cardiomyopathy. It's a condition that we don't see real commonly. It affects maybe 1 in 4,000 pregnancies. The exact cause of it's unknown. But what happens is that for some reason the heart muscle weakens, and the heart just doesn't function as well, doesn't pump the blood like it should, and fluid backs up into the lung. It's a form of heart failure.
Ben left the hospital in 4 days with his daddy. His mother was transferred to the cardiac unit of Cone Hospital. Tests revealed that Belinda was suffering from congestive heart failure. Hoping to go home soon to their new little son, Belinda and Bill received the doctor's report.
This is not looking good, and that she's too weak for a heart transplant. And that they would put her on medication, you know, because I asked, well, what can you do? They said, we'll keep her on the medication, and hopefully she'll get strong enough that we can do the heart transplant. And I was just shocked. I didn't know, in the natural, what to do.
And I just told him at the end of our talk, I won't need a heart transplant. Because from my point of view, God had given me a new heart, and I was going to keep this one. I was pretty happy with it, And he says, we'll see,
And that's when I decided that, we were really going to knuckle down. We were going to believe God. And I started quoting the scriptures. We went in the waiting room, Pastor and I, and both of us were quoting scriptures at each other. I almost wish we had it on tape. It would make a great tape, because he would quote a healing scripture, I would quote a healing scripture. And it was like we were almost trying to top one another with healing scriptures. And all of that was just drawing, coming out of our spirit, and all of that just building up to the point that then we prayed and said, okay, we know that God answers prayer and that God honors faith.
My pastor's wife ran around the corner to find a private place, she ran into a phone booth and just cried out to God and said, God, please, heal her. She's so sweet. I feel funny saying that, but this is what she told me. And then she started calling. She called the assistant pastor and asked him to get a prayer group together. And he did. He spent some time calling people. And it wasn't a regular church night. It was a Thursday night. The people dropped all their plans and just came in. People in the church told other people, and of course Kenneth Copeland Ministries was praying, and Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and my family scattered around, and everybody told somebody else, and people I don't know and I'll never know, but they're God's people, and they were out there praying for another one of his children, and that's such a blessing.
As the Greensboro, North Carolina congregation, Faith and Victory Church, continued in prayer, the medical team worked to stabilize Belinda. Their goal was to ensure that she would be strong enough to undergo a heart transplant. But instead, within just 9 days, she was going home. Anxious to care for her baby, Belinda quickly assumed the schedule and demands required of a new mother. 2 years later, her most recent examination reveals a perfect heart. Belinda's healing made such an impression on her cardiologist that he was prompted to write this letter.
I have been blessed with many rewards as a physician over the past 12 years. However, Belinda stands out as one of the most dramatic examples. Her healing has only increased my belief in the Master and his ability to help us allow patients such as Belinda to improve and get better.
Since we've had our baby, one thing we've really realized is what it's like to be parents, Bill's a father now, and I'm a mother, and God's our father. As much as we love our baby and would do anything in the world to help him, God loves us even more than that.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
As much as we want to provide for him, that's how much God wants to provide for us.
Yeah.
And it really comes back to what Brother Copeland said one time about walking in the realm of the miraculous. That's our lifestyle. We're to walk in the miraculous or in the supernatural.
Well, praise the Lord. That testimony, I tell you, I get misty-eyed over it because I see what God did for us, how he blessed us, healed my wife, Belinda, of postpartum cardiomyopathy, and she didn't have to have a heart transplant. She lived and didn't die. My son lived and didn't die and is healthy and strong. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? It's always better to win. Amen. It's always better to come out on top. It's always better to come out ahead. Let's go back and read Psalm 103 once again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Would you think that healing that Belinda experienced and that our family experienced, would you say that is a benefit? I would. I think it's a benefit. Praise the Lord. He forgives all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases, all of my wife's diseases, all of the potential of problems that Ben might have been facing had all of those predictions the doctors made come true. But instead, he was born 100% healthy. Matter of fact, when he was born, you can tell from those pictures from the video you just saw of his birth, that's a big boy. Big and strong. And he looks up at me, opened his eyes wide, smiled when he heard my voice. And you say, but he was just a newborn. He couldn't have done that. He did. I was there. I saw it. Well, how could that be? He looked like he was 3 months old when he was born. That's how strong and healthy he was and is today. Hallelujah. Blessing of the Lord. That's a benefit, folks. Oh my, that's a benefit. He heals all our diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. Verse 4. Now, all of that situation could have gone another way, but that would have been destruction. That would have been negative. Psalm 91 says that no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. You say, well, Dr. Bill, what does that have to do with anything? The word plague there is the Hebrew word nega. Transliteration is N-E-G-A, nega. It's where we get the word negative. Nothing negative will come nigh my dwelling. Nothing opposing the will and plan of God. And you say, well, how do you know the will and plan of God? What if his plan is for you to be sick? It's not. I know that by the authority of the Word of God. His plan is for me to be healed and well and whole, and that all my diseases would be healed. Amen. I know a lot of you are sputtering like a motorboat. But you can't say that. I just did. Because it's the truth. I got Bible on it. What do you have? Years of religious tradition? A bunch of stupid men's ideas? The lies of the devil? Is that what you have? I got the Bible. And the Bible is our only, think about this, our only reliable truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. Anything else comes from the devil. If he tries to tell me, you're sick, I'm going to make you sick, that's a lie of the devil. And I don't have to accept his lies. I accept the word of God, which is truth. Man, I tell you, glory to God, I'm charged. I'm charged. I've been in the word of God for a week, day in and day out. In the evenings too, hallelujah. And the rest of the time I was praying in the Holy Ghost. And then I drove all the way down there and drove all the way back praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God, I'm charged. Alrighty. I feel it. Glory to God. He redeems my life from destruction. There were several times on that trip he said, what if you, the devil, what if you go to sleep? What if you run off the road? What if you run into another lane? What if over this bridge, the bridge falls out from under you? He was constantly trying to tell me there was destruction ahead. You know what? God redeems my life from destruction. I don't have to put up with destruction. Glory to God. Some of you are going, I wouldn't say that if I were you. I'm definitely going to say it. You want to say the word of God. This is what the word of God says. Who redeems my life from destruction. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. You know what God has for me? He has a crown of loving kindness. He has a crown of tender mercies. Woo, hallelujah. And I receive it, glory to God, by faith. He satisfies my mouth with good things. How many of you like good things in your mouth? I tell you, I like chocolate bars. I like a lot of good things. But you know, that's not only what he's talking about. He's talking about when you speak the word, he satisfies your mouth with good, with blessing. You speak the word and it comes to pass. Amen. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Praise the Lord. You need to realize that this is available for you as a believer. It's one of your benefits. Thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, like I already said, praise the Lord. I am glad he renews my youth and keeps my attitude straight. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I done preached myself completely happy. We need to do that more often. We need to preach the Word of God, even to yourself. You know, I was driving along in the car preaching to myself. There wasn't anybody else around. There wasn't anybody else that would be bothered by it. I just had myself a little shouting fit. Praise the Lord a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Right in the middle of my car. Praise the Lord. See, that's what we need to be doing, is building ourselves up. Do you know that David said that he encouraged himself in the Lord? He encouraged himself. And I know a lot of you saying, boy, Dr. Bill, you're enthusiastic. Well, that's exactly what I am, because in Theo, that's the root of those words. In Theo, in God. I'm in God, so I'm enthusiastic. That's the very definition. Woo! Glory. You say, Dr. Bill, I tell you, you done gone a little squirrely. No, I haven't. I just have the joy of the Lord. You know what Nehemiah 8:10 says? The joy of the Lord is my strength. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm strong. I got the joy of the Lord, which is my strength. Praise the Lord. Well, we're just about out of time. I'm going to have to stop and go have me a running fit here in a minute. Praise the Lord. I'll do it off air. How's that? Anyway, I need you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your testimonies, your comments, questions. If you have questions that you look at this scripture and go, I've never seen that before. Well, write me about it. Let me know. Praise the Lord. You can also write me at my email address. Our email address, in my case, is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at WOFM.org, just like it says there on the screen. And go to our website, WOFM.org. Did you know we have all of our teaching now on memory sticks? One memory stick can hold all of the teaching that we have available. Now, it's also on the website. It's there already for you. But if you'd like to have it on a memory stick, then you can go to our website and click on the link there, and you'll be able to order it there on a memory stick. Now, that's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Something new that we have out there for you. I tell you what, good things are happening. SpeakFaith.tv, Word of Faith Radio, all kinds of opportunities to hear the Word of God, and that's exactly what you need to do, is hear the Word of God on a consistent basis. Amen? Praise the Lord. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.